Negotiating your salary can feel like a high-stakes chess game. You, as the job candidate, quietly anticipate the employer's next move, while the employer carefully assesses what salary you're willing to settle for. It's quite common for PhDs to feel overwhelmed by the salary negotiation process, and as a result, many sabotage their chances of getting paid what they deserve. This is especially true of PhDs entering industry for the first time. Academia has a way of distorting one's view of salary. Being paid less than the person that serves you coffee can do that to you. The problem is it makes any salary offered by industry look amazing. Okay? The key to avoiding accepting less than your worth is to know your worth in the first place and to reinforce it. You have the skills, the expertise, and the experience that industry employers are looking for. You should be paid accordingly. But you'll never get paid what you're worth if you're not prepared to talk about money. So let's talk about money here and how to make more of it. First, I want you to set a walkaway number, which is the minimum salary you're willing to accept. Not your best case scenario, not what you're hoping for, the minimum you'll actually accept. Like, would you really walk away from it? Many PhDs never do this, and that's very bad news. Walking into a negotiation without a clear understanding of the rock bottom you're willing to accept torpedoes the entire process, because if you don't have a walkaway number, then you're not negotiating, you're begging. If you're not sure what your walkaway number should be, do some research. Where you live and the type of job you're seeking will factor into the equation. Whatever the amount you determine is right, just make sure to remain firm throughout the negotiation process. And never, I mean never, communicate your walkaway number to the employer, of course. That's a surefire way to never get offered anything above it. Next, you must be prepared to avoid, deflect, and generally agree with verbal negotiation attempts without firmly agreeing to an offer verbally ever. You may think negotiations are left for the end of the hiring process, but in an employer's mind, they start at the first interview, even before. They might ask you on the job posting what your salary expectations are. They often start right at that uploading phase where the portal will say, enter your preferred salary range, and they make you put in a number. So early in the hiring process, your job is simple. When asked about money, deflect. Never give out the first number. The first person who talks numbers is at a competitive disadvantage. That's why the employer tries to make you, the job candidate, do it. When asked what your salary expectations are, you can say something like, salary is not my first concern, right? I'm more interested in learning about the opportunity. Can we come back to this later? Or I'm very excited about this opportunity, so of course I'll consider all reasonable offers. If they ask about your current salary, you can respond with, my previous work is in a different field and really not relevant to this position. I'm very excited about the prospects of this job, and I'm sure salary will not be an issue. Or in academia, I earned a stipend, right, or a fellowship, not a salary. So it's not really relevant in this context. If the compensation is competitive, salary will not be a problem. Finally, make sure you stay relaxed and positive throughout the process. Never get tense, right? Importantly, remember, right, employers expect you to negotiate, but you should never do so until you have a written offer in hand. After reviewing the offer, you should request to speak with the employer over the phone or in person if that's possible. You can respond with something like this. Thank you for the offer. I'm very excited about the position. I'd like to go through the offer so I can understand it better. Can we set up a meeting or a phone call? The key again is to always remain positive and upbeat during negotiations and always be selling yourself into the close. Before speaking with the hiring manager, you'll want to prepare. Have a few key phrases in your arsenal at least. Things like, I'm really excited for this opportunity. The job aligns perfectly with my background, but I was really hoping for more than the current offer. What can we do? If the employer pushes back, usually by saying there's nothing they can do, you can respond with something like, I understand the limits of the negotiation. However, with the value that I can provide to the company with my skills and XYZ, I was hoping that we could figure out a salary that's more aligned with my experiences. This is always a tough situation, but always make sure you remain positive and convey that you're willing to work as a team by using we, right, instead of I. What can we do? Can we discuss further options here? Salary negotiations don't have to be excruciating. If you walk in prepared and with a win-win attitude, you're much more likely to get the salary you deserve.
If you like today's PhD Transition Report on Demand, you can get a free copy of my best-selling book, The Power of a PhD, and a two-week free trial of our new PhD Resume Builder that's part of our Cheeky Scientist Career Vault Level 1 software package. Just help us pay for the shipping of the book, and you'll get this package absolutely free. Just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts. That's cheekyscientist.com/gifts. And you'll also get free access, lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring program. That'll show you how to update your LinkedIn profile to get hired. Having all of this together is really important. It's going to help you get your resume through today's AI-driven ATS systems. And as soon as you upload your resume today, because of this AI, it's automatically going to your LinkedIn profile and looking for continuity between your resume and your LinkedIn profile. So get these free gifts now: the book, the resume builder software, and lifetime access to our LinkedIn Mastery Ring now. So just go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now, and you can get those free gifts. They're for a limited time only. So go to cheekyscientist.com/gifts now. This takes us to the end of this PhD Transition Report on Demand. As always, remember your value as a PhD and start thinking and acting like a successful industry professional.